20 minutes later, with the last light of the day still in the air, and the moon still hanging low and bloated in the sky, we arrived in Gates Falls. There's a yellow blinker at the intersection of Route 68 and Pleasant Street. Just before we reached it, the old man swerved to the side of the road, bumping the Dodge's right front wheel up over the curb and then back down again. It rattled my teeth. The old man looked at me with a kind of wild, defiant excitement. Everything about him was wild, although I hadn't seen that at first. Everything about him had that broken glass feeling, and everything that came out of his mouth seemed to be an exclamation.
"I'll take you up there. I will. Yes, sir. Never mind, Ralph. Hell with him. You just say the word."
I wanted to get to my mother, but the thought of another 20 miles with the smell of piss in the air and cars flashing their brights at us wasn't very pleasant. Neither was the image of the old fellow wandering and weaving across four lanes of Lisbon Street. Mostly, though, it was him. I couldn't stand another 20 miles of crotch-snatching and that excited, broken-glass voice.
"Hey, no," I said. "That's okay. You go on and take care of your brother."
I opened the door, and what I feared happened. He reached out and took hold of my arm with his twisted old man's hand. It was the hand with which he kept tearing at his crotch.
"You just say the word," he told me.
His voice was hoarse, confidential. His fingers were pressing deep into the flesh just below my armpit.
"I'll take you right to the hospital door. Don't matter if I never saw you before in my life, nor you me. Don't matter I, yes, no, nor maybe. I'll take you right there."
"It's okay," I repeated. And all at once, I was fighting an urge to bolt out of the car, leaving my shirt behind in his grip if that's what it took to get free. It was as if he were drowning. I thought that when I moved, his grip would tighten, that he might even go for the nape of my neck. But he didn't. His fingers loosened, then slipped away entirely as I put my leg out. And I wondered, as we always do when an irrational moment of panic passes, what I had been so afraid of in the first place. He was just an elderly carbon-based life form in an elderly Dodge's pea-smelling ecosystem, looking disappointed that his offer had been refused. Just an old man who couldn't get comfortable in his truss. What in God's name had I been afraid of? "I thank you for the ride, and even more for the offer," I said. "But I can go out that way," I pointed at Pleasant Street, "and I'll have a ride in no time."